Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Saha Viryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavatitamastu, Ma Vidvishavahai. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Chant Triambakam a few times together, then Gananam a few times together, and then we'll work on the others again. Om Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Pantanan Mrityor Mukshiyamamrita Atha. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Pantanan Mrityor Mukshiyamamrita Atha. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshiyamamrita Atha. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshiyamamrita Atha. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshiyamamrita Atha. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshiyamamrita Atha. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshiyamamrita Atha. Om Trayambakaya Jamahe Sugantim Pushtivartanam Urvarukamiva Bandhanan Mrityor Mukshiyamamrita Atha. Om. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatikum Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrin Vannuti Besitan Hadanam Om Maha Ganapataye Namaha. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatikum Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrin Vannuti Besita Sadhanam Om Maha Ganapataye Namaha. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatikum Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrin Vannuti Besita Sadhanam Om Maha Ganapataye Namaha. Om Namo Bhagavate. Oops, sorry. I went into another chanting that I'm used to doing with that. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatigum Havamahe Kavim Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrin Vannuti Besita Sadhanam Om Maha Ganapataye Namaha. Let's do Shanno. Shanno Mitra. Repeat after me. Shanno Mitra. Do you have it?
Yeah.
Om Shanno Mitra Shangvarunaha. Shanno Pavatvaryama, Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi, Shanno Vishnururukramaha, Namo Brahmane, Namaste Vayo, Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi, Twameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishami, Vratam Vadishami, Satyam Vadishami, Tanmamavatu, Tadvaktaramavatu, Havatu Mam, Havatu Vaktaram. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Let's see if you can do it as a group without me. I'll start it with you.
Okay.
Om Shanno Mitra Shang Varunaha
Shanno Varunaha Shanno Indra Prasapati Shanno Vishnu Ramaha Namo Ramane Namaste Vayu Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasmi Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami Ritam Vadishyami Satcham Vadishyami Tamadu Tavatamadu Avayumam Avadu Vaktaram Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
That's not bad. Let's try chanting it three times together to give you just a little bit more and get into the rhythm. Om Shanno Mitra Shang Varunaha Shanno Pavatvaryama Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi Shanno Vishnurukramaha Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami Ratham Vadishyami Satyam Vadishyami Tanmam Avatu Tadvaktaram Avatu Avatu Mam Avatu Vaktaram Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Om Shanno Mitra Shang Varunaha Shanno Pavatvaryama Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi Shanno Vishnurukramaha Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami Ratam Vadishyami Satyam Vadishyami Tanmam Avatu Tadvaktaram Avatu Avatu Mam Avatu Vaktaram Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Om Shanno Mitra Shang Varunaha Shanno Pavatvaryama Shanna Indro Brahaspatihi Shanno Vishnurukramaha Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Tvameva Pratyaksham Brahma Vadishyami Ratham Vadishyami Satyam Vadishyami Tanmam Avatu Tadvaktaram Avatu Avatu Mam Avatu Vaktaram Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Let's try Padram together. Om Padrang Karne Vishvinuyama Devaha Padram Pashe Marshabhir Yajatraha Shirai Rangai Istushtu Vagum Sastanupihi Vyashema Devahitam Yadayuhu Swastina Indro Vrittashravaha Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha Swastina Starsho Arishtanemihi Swastino Brahaspatir Tathatu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. It's your try. Om Bhadram Karne Vishvinuyama Devaha
Bhadram Pashema Shirai Rangai Ishtushubhanam Sashtanupi Vishena Deva Hirena Yadayuru Swastina Indro Rukhashava Swastina Pusha Vishwaveda Swastina Starsho Arishtanemihi Swastino Brahaspatirdhatu
It's a lot better than last week. Let's try it three times. Om Padram Karane Vishvinuyama Devaha Padram Pashe Makshabirya Chatraha Stirai Rangai Istushtuvagum Sastanupihi Vyashema Devahitam Yadayuhu Swastina Indro Vrittashravaha Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha Swastina Starakshu Arishtanemihi Swastino Brahaspatir Tadatu Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Om Sankarne Bishrinuyama Devaha Bhadram Pashe Makshabirya Jatraha Stirai Rangai Istushtuvagum Sastanupihi Vyashema Devahitam Yadayuhu Swastina Indro Vrittashravaha Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi Swastino Brahaspatir Tadatu Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Om Padram Karane Vishvinuyama Devaha Padram Pashe Makshabirya Jatraha Stirai Rangai Istushtuvagum Sastanupihi Vyashema Devahitam Yadayuhu Swastina Indro Vrittashravaha Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha Swastina Starakshu Arishtanemihi Swastino Brahaspatir Tadatu Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Om Padram Karane Vishvinuyama Devaha Padram Pashe Makshabirya Jatraha Stirai Rangai Istushtuvagum Sastanupihi Vyashema Devahitam Yadayuhu Swastina Indro Vrittashravaha Swastina Pusha Vishwavedaha Swastina Starksho Arishtanemihi Swastino Brahaspatir Tadatu Om Shanti Shanti Shanti
Brahaspatir
Brahaspatir Tadatu Brahaspatir
Brahaspatir
Dadhatu.
Dadhatu.
Brahaspatir Dadhatu.
Brahaspatir
Dadhatu. Swastina. Swastino Brahaspatir Tadatu. Swastino Brahaspatir Tadatu. Swastino Brahaspatir Tadatu. Swastino Brahaspatir Tadatu. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Somebody in the kitchen? Is somebody in the kitchen? I thought I heard something. Somebody came in, didn't they?
I thought somebody came into the kitchen, yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And they were waiting for her to stop so she could come in.
Maybe they were in the bathroom?
No, they didn't go to the bathroom.
Did they go there?
Yes, yeah, really, I had the same thing about it.
No, no, definitely. Well, I should have said something on the way.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yes, gender thought.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I'm sorry I'm calling.
Let's try this together. So this one is just we're getting closer to
what you
yes, gender thought. Om yes chanda samrishapo vishvarupaha. Chandopyo dhyamrita atsambhapuva samindro metaya aspranotu amritasya devadharano bhuyasam shariram me vicharshanam jihva me matumattama karna abhyam puri vishruvam brahmana koshosi metaya pihitaha shrutam me gopaya Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Did I raise the Shruti too high? Let's do it line by line. Was it too high for you, Jagadish?
No, I didn't get a copy. I think
I didn't give you a copy?
Yeah, no.
It looks like this.
No.
Oh, that's okay. One. I'm sorry. Sorry, I guess I didn't call it correctly. Okay. Repeat it for me. I think that we need a little more work on this. Sorry. Om yaschandasam rishapo vishvarupaha. Om yaschandasam rishapo vishvarupaha. Chando pyo jamlata atsam babhuva. Chando pyo jamlata atsam babhuva. Samendro metaya aspranotu. Samindro metaya aspranotu amritasya devadharano bhuyasam amritasya devadharano bhuyasam shariram me vicharshanam shariram me vicharshanam jihva me matumattama jihva me matumattama Karna abhyam puri vishruvam. Karna abhyam puri vishruvam. Brahmanakoshosi metaya pihitaha. Brahmanakoshosi metaya pihitaha. Shrutam me gopaya. Shrutam me gopaya. Om shanti shanti shanti.
Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Okay, now.
I just heard somebody get it or something.
Yeah, but that's downstairs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The card answers.
Yeah, card goes.
We'll chant each section three times and move to the next section, okay? Om together. Om yaschandasam rishabho vishvarupaha. Om yaschandasam rishabho vishvarupaha. Om yaschandasam rishabho vishvarupaha. Chando pyo jamrata atsam babhuva. Chando pyo jamrata atsam babhuva. Chando pyo jamrata atsam babhuva. Samindro metaya aspranotu. Samindro metaya aspranotu. Samindro metaya aspranotu. Amritasya devadharano bhuyasam. Amritasya devadharano bhuyasam. Amritasya devadharano bhuyasam. Shariram me vicharshanam, shariram me vicharshanam, shariram me vicharshanam, jihva me matumattama, jihva me matumattama, jihva me matumattama, karna abhyam puri vishruvam. Karna abhyam puri vishruvam. Karna abhyam puri vishruvam. Brahmanakoshosi metaya pihitaha. Brahmanakoshosi metaya pihitaha. Manakosha simetaya pihitaha Shrutam me gopaya Shrutam me gopaya Shrutam me gopaya Om shanti shanti shanti. Let's go at least twice the whole thing.
Right. Yeah. The shanti shanti is again, the first shanti is for the whole environment.
There's a dhyatma for any ill health that you may have, a didaivita from all of the gods and from the creation, from Ishwara as a whole, all of the karmas and all of the external things that can happen, and a dibhautika is from things that can get in our way in the world, like mosquito bites or, you know.
So the first one is for the furthest away and then the closest.
Well, actually, usually you go from the individual. It can go the other way too. Adhyatmika. Then it can actually go adhibhautika. Go that way. Adhyatmika, adhibhautika, or and then adhidaivika, or adhidaivika, adhibhautika, and then adhyatmika. It's just blessing all the possibilities, asking peace from all these possibilities. Okay. Let's try chanting it at least twice together, the whole thing. Om yaschanda samrishabho vishvarupaha chando pyo jamrata atsam babhuva samendro metaya askranotu amratasya devadharano bhuyasam shariram me vicharshanam jihva me matumattama karna abhyam puri vishruvam brahmana kosho simetaya pihitaha shrutam me gopaya om shanti 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 om yaschanda samrishabho vishvarupaha shando pyo jamrata atsam babhuva samendro metaya asprunotu amritasya devatarano bhuyasam shariram me vicharshanam jihva me matumattama karna abhyam puri vishruvam brahmana kosho simetaya pihitaha shrutam me gopaya Om shanti shanti shanti. Once more, a little faster. Om yaschanda samrishabho vishvarupaha chando pyo jamrata asam babhuva samendro metaya aspranotu amratasya devatarano bhuyasam shariram me vicharshanam jihva me matumattama karuna abhyam bhuri vishruvam brahmana kosho simetaya pihitaha shrutam me gopaya om shanti shanti shanti. I'm going to get that because I'm not sure. Sorry, Nathan. I'm not sure. Just in case. Aham Vrikshasya, the one right below your Chanda Sakta. Let's try together and then we'll go section by section. Om Aham Vrikshasya Reriva Kirti Prishtangire Riva Urdhva pavitro vajini vasvamritam asmi Dravinagum savarachasam
Sumedha amrato kshitaha iti trishankor veda nuvachanam om shanti shanti shantihi.
Now in this one, if you notice the first one, just follow along. Om aham vrikshasya rediva. Long ah there, right? See that?
Rediva.
Next one is short.
Kirtif prishtangi rediva.
Eva. It's because it, Eva is a word, right? It means like, that which is like. Rediva is a word also. It means that which impels. So that's why. And sometimes you'll end up, if, unless you make note of that, you'll either say them all short or all long because of the, okay? So repeat after me. We'll go section by section.
Om, om, aham, vrikshasya rediva. Om, aham, vrikshasya rediva. Om, aham, vrikshasya rediva. Om, aham, vrikshasya rediva. Kirtif prishtangi rediva. Kirtif prishtangi rediva. Kirtif prishtangi rediva. Kirtif prishtangi rediva. Urdva pavitro vajiniva swamritam asmi. 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 Dravinagum savarchasam. Dravinagum savarchasam. Dravinagum savarchasam. Dravinagum savarchasam. Sumedha amratokshitaha. Sumedha amratokshitaha. Sumedha amratokshitaha. Sumedha amratokshitaha. Iti trishankor vedanu vachanam. Iti trishankor vedanu vachanam. Om shanti shanti shanti.
Okay, now I'll say a section once and then we'll say it all together three times, okay?
Om, om, aham, vrikshasya rediva. Om, aham, vrikshasya rediva. Om, aham, vrikshasya rediva. Om, aham, vrikshasya rediva. Om aham vrikshasya rediva. Kirtif prishtangi rediva. Kirtif prishtangi rediva. Kirtif prishtangi rediva. Kirtif prishtangi rediva. Urdva pavitro vajiniva swamritam asmi. 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 Dravinagum savarchasam. Dravinagum savarchasam. Dravinagum savarchasam. Dravinagum savarchasam. Sumedha amratokshitaha. Sumedha amratokshitaha. Sumedha amratokshitaha. Sumedha amratokshitaha. Iti trishankor vedanu vachanam. Iti trishankor vedanu vachanam. Iti trishankor vedanu vachanam. Iti trishankor vedanu vachanam. Om shanti shanti shanti.
Okay. Let's try together.
Om, om. Getting a little. Om aham vrikshasya rediva. Kirtif prishtangi rediva. Urdva pavitro vajiniva swamritam asmi. Dravinagum savarchasam. Sumedha amrutokshitaha. Iti Srisham Korve Danu Vachanam. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Aham Vrikshasya Rediva. Kirti Prashtam Girediva. Urdhva Pavitro Vajiniva Swamritam Asmi. Dravinagum Savarchasam. Sumedha Amritokshitaha. Iti Srisham Korve Danu Vachanam. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Om Aham Vrikshasya Rediva. Kirti Prishtam Girediva. Urdhva Pavitro Vajiniva Swamritam Asmi. Dravinagum Savarchasam. Sumedha Amritokshitaha. Iti Srisham Korve Danu Vachanam. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
Okay, good. Okay, that's enough for the chanting today. Let's take a little break and then we'll do Atma Bodha. Okay, verse 20, Atma Bodha. Atma Chaitanyam Ashritya. Dehendriyamanodhyaha. Svakiyarte shuvartante. Suryalokam yathajanaha. Atma chaitanyam ashritya. Dehendriyamanodhyaha. Svakiyarte shuvartante. Suryalokam yathajanaha. Let me break the sandhi. Atma, it's actually Atma, this is a compound. Atma Chaitanyam. So a compound. Atma Chaitanyam. Ashritya. So Atma Chaitanyam Ashritya. Another compound. Deha Indriya. Deha Indriya. That's that A there. Deha Indriya. Mano Diyaha. The Mano is from Manas. You haven't learned us ending nouns yet, so mano diyaha. Okay? Deha indriya mano diyaha. Swakiya arteshu, another compound. Swakiya arteshu. Vartante, another compound. Surya alokam. Surya alokam. Yata janaha. Okay?
Is the very first word atma? Is it with the long a or no?
Now, it's a good question. Atma is the nominative singular of atman. In a compound, atman will become atma.
Just without the...
They'll drop the n. So you have to learn that. Yeah. So you would think, well, atma is not the substantive, right? That's the nominative singular. The substantive is atman. Atman in a compound becomes. Okay. So let's take a look at this word meaning. The compound atma chaitanyam. Atma. Atma means self, right? Actually, we'll say atma because, but here it's atma because of the compound. Atma means self. Chaitanyam means consciousness. So, Atma Chaitanyam, you can take this, I'll just start giving you some words for compounds so that when you really learn compounds, you'll be able to understand it. I would take this as the type of compound which we call a karmadharya, where both words mean the same. They're either an adjectival relationship or, there's another word I can't think of. There are two nouns that are referring to the same thing, like here. Consciousness is the Atma, which is consciousness. We could say, what we call a tat purusha, or have a genitive relationship between these words, the consciousness of the Atma. And that would, that's also appropriate, even though the consciousness is the Atma. You can say the consciousness of the Atma, like you can say a statement in Sanskrit, Rahu's head. For those who know astrology, Rahu is the north node, and it's considered like the head of the dragon. So if you were to say Rahu's head, the head of Rahu, Rahu is the head. And so we speak like that in the language, where there's no head of Rahu, Rahu is the head, but you can still say Rahu's head. So you could say Atma Chaitanya, the Chaitanya of the Atma, even though there is no other Chaitanya, and even though there is no Atma having consciousness. But the better way to take it is just to say the consciousness which is the Atma. Because the Atma is consciousness, okay? So here you have Atma Chaitanyam in the accusative singular. Ashtitya is an indeclinable past participle. It means relying on, taking refuge in, depending upon. So here I would take it depending upon Ashtitya. Having depended upon the Atma, which is consciousness. And in English we would just say depending on. So, Atma Chaitanyam Ashritya, then what? Now, this is a compound. Deha means body, indriya, sense organs, and organs of action. We will just take sense organs here because we're really talking only about consciousness, okay? So, deha, physical body, the indriya, sense organs, or sense organs and organs of action if you want, manas, the mind, diha, the buddhi. Okay? This type of a compound is called a dvandva. Dvandva. What it means is that dvandva, D-V-A-N-D-A, dvandva. A dvandva compound is one where all the members are associated with one another through and. The body and the indriyas and the mind and the buddhi. Right? That's called a dvandva. It's a particular type of compound that's different than saying the consciousness of the Atma. Then the relationship between the two words is one of the vibhaktis, either a sixth case genitive relationship or tritiya, third case relationship. Dvandva is different. The relationship is one, this and this and this. An example they use for it would be like Ramana, Lakshmana, and Sita went to the forest. Right? Ramana, Lakshmana, Sita. Right, went to the forest. So you would have to supply those chas there. Okay, so this is like that. So he said the body, the indriyas, the manas, the mind, and the buddhi, the intellect. Now reading backwards, ashritya, depending upon the consciousness, which is the Atma. Right, having depended upon the consciousness, which is the Atma. Go to the next line. Swikiya arteshu vartante. Let's look at the verb. You see that vartante, that ante is the atmanepada, third person, present tense, third person singular? Vartante. Vrit, the word, the verb vrit. Do you see how vrit might become vart there? Tikskuna? Mm-hmm. Vartante. Either means just to be or to remain or to engage in. And here it means to engage in. So it says, if we look at that as the verb of the subject of a sentence, dehendriya mano diha, that's nominative plural, the body, sense organs, mind, buddhi, depending upon the Atma Chaitanya, vartante, engage, are engaged in, now we need that locative plural. Swikiyarteshu, locative plural. They are engaged in their own objects. Okay? Swakiya, the word swakiya means one's own. It's an adjective, swakiya. It could as well just be swa. You know, it could be just swa arteshu. Swakiya means the same thing. So it's an adjective. Swakiya arteshu. Arta means objects or meaning here just is meaning objects. So if the For instance, if the sense organs, if the eyes are engaged in its own object, that would be its sphere, color and form, right? The mind would be engaged in its own sphere. So here, svakiyarthe, she really means they're engaged in their own things, the things that they can engage in. So locative plural, svakiyarthesu vartante. So now we've got the deha, the body, the indriyas, the mind, the buddhi, the intellect. They engage in their own objects depending on the Atma Chaitanya. Surya lokam yata janaha. Yata, just as. Yata, indeclinable, just as. Janaha, people. Nominative plural. Janaha, janau, janaha. Just as janaha, people. Surya lokam. Now you take the ashritya from the top line and you apply it here. Literally it just says, just as people, the light of the sun. Surya alokam. Aloka means light. Surya means sun. Compound, surya alokam. Suryasya alokam. If I were to break the compound, suryasya alokam. Surya alokam. The aloka, the light of the sun. So literally this says, surya alokam yata janaha. Just as people, the light of the sun. So you have to take the words from the first sentence. Just as the people, surya lokam ashritya, depending upon the light of the sun, svikiyarteshu vartante, they engage in their own objects. They do their own thing, right? But they depend on the light of the sun in order to be able to function. Do you see it? So in every one of these examples, every one of these verses has a drishtanta, where you take the major statement and you're going to apply the verbs. Like if you look at Atma Chaitanyam is an accusative singular. See that? So then Atma Chaitanyam Ashritya, depending on the Atma Chaitanyam. Suryalokam, accusative singular. So you're going to go suryalokam ashritya, depending on the light of the sun. Then you've got the nominative in the thing that's being talked about, dehendriya manodiyaha. Depending upon the Atma Chaitanya, the body, mind, sense organs engage in their own activities. Just as human beings, the people, depending on the light of the sun, engage in their own activities. You see how you make the parallel? In Sanskrit, they're not going to say the whole thing twice. What was your question, Penny?
I didn't say it, but it's saying the light of the sun is similar to the Atma consciousness, and that's people are operating with the light of the sun, and the mind sense organs are operating.
Depending upon the light of the sun, the people can do their things. There was no sun, they couldn't see to do anything.
Okay.
Like that, the buddhi, the body, mind, etc., without consciousness, couldn't function. So depending upon consciousness, which is the Atma, these things engage in vartante, their own sphere, their own artas, their own things. Right? Just as human beings, depending on the light of the sun, they engage in their own things. You see it?
And then, so, one more time, the Atman, so the Atman, so the people are dependent on the Atman.
No.
The senses are dependent on the Atman.
Look at the verse again. Atma Chaitanya Mashritya. Depending on the Atma Chaitanya, the self which is consciousness, the body, sense organs, mind, and buddhi, they engage in their own activities. Just as people, depending on the light of the sun, engage in their activities. So, a drishtanta is used to tell you something that you know that's very clear to you, that you experience in the world. That the illustration is something that you can understand. If I were to say, you know, in the world, people are dependent upon the sun in order to see, in order to be able to do anything. Like that, right? Like that, the mind, sense organs, in order for them to function, they depend upon the consciousness of the self. Just as, you know, so they're using an illustration to show you how one thing is dependent on the other if it is to function. Dehendriya gunan karmanya. Dehendriya karmanya. Amale satchiratmani.
Amale
satchiratmani. Adhyasyan chavivekena.
Adhyasyan chavivekena.
Gagane nilatadivat. Dehendriya gunan karmanya. Dehendriya gunan karmanya. Amale satchiratmani.
Amale satchiratmani.
Adhyasyan cha vivekena.
Adhyasyan cha vivekena.
Gagane nilatadipat.
Gagane nilatadipat.
Okay, I broke this in a funny way, so let me do the sandhi. First word. Deha indriya gunan. Deha indriya gunan. Karmani. See, I say karmanya amale. So just so you could see all the letters there. If I break the sandhi, it's karmani amale. Karmani amale. That ya is e plus a. Karmani amale. Satchit atmani. Satchit atmani. Sat. Chit atmani. Adhyasyantya. It be adhyasyanti. Adhyasyanti. Avivekena. Adhyasyanti. Avivekena. That ya, right? Adhyasyanti. Avivekena. Ipasas ya. Gagane. Nilata. Adivat. Gagane nilata adivat. Ready? Okay. Let's look at the meaning. Deha, body, indriya, sense organs and organs of action. Indriyas means organs. And you know when they use indriya, they're referring to usually both the sense organs, the jnana indriyas and the karma indriyas. So if they just say indriya, unless it makes it clear in the context, the indriyas will refer to the karma indriyas and the jnana indriyas. Jnana indriyas are sense organs, karma indriyas are organs of action, like speech, hands, feet, etc. So here, gunan, here just means dharmas or qualities, characteristics. Accusative plural, like raman. So here, a compound. Look at this compound. Body, the body and the organs. There's a dwandva between those two words, the body and the organs. Okay? But now gunan, the qualities of the bodies and the organs. So in between the first two words, there's a dwandva. It's put together by cha, the body and the organs. But then this compound, body and organs, it relates to gunan in a sixth case genitive relationship. So you would say the qualities, the gunas, of the body and the sense organs. You see what I say? The gunas of the body, the gunas of the sense organs. So I'm just talking a little bit about this so that when we get to it, it'll be nice for you. Karmani. Karma is being taken here as a neuter noun. Karmani would be in the accusative plural. So you've got one accusative plural, dehendriya gunan, and karmani is a neuter accusative plural. Okay? Amale.
Where's the E? Is that hidden in the...
Yeah, yeah, in the sandhi. Karmani is the E plus A is ya. Karmani, amale. Amale is in the locative singular. It means without, it means pure. Mala means impurity. Amala means pure, without impurity. Mala also means dust or dirt, but when we use it in reference to the self or the mind, it means impure. Mala means impure.
And karmane is actions?
Karmani.
Karmani.
Actions. Karmas are actions, okay? So karmani, then amale, locative singular, in that which is pure. And it's going to be Adjectival to Satchitatmani. Atman, Atmani, is a locative singular here for an unending noun that you haven't learned. So Satchitatmani. In the Atma, in the Satchitatma, in the Atma, which is existence and consciousness. Sat existence or being, chit consciousness. So in the Satchit Atma, which is Amala, which is pure, karmas and the qualities, characteristics of the body and the sense organs and karmendriyas. Now I want you to notice up in here. In this first line, did you notice I just said and? And there's no and there?
So that's one of those compendiums.
There's no and there because it doesn't really fit. There's no place to put a cha. But the meaning is obvious. So if you were to read the Bhasha, they would just put a cha in there. In verses, sometimes they omit words that can be understood, and sometimes they add extra words just for the sake of the meter. In this instance, there's no cha. In this verse that we're working on, there's no subject. So the subject is included in the verb. So let's look at the second line, and then we'll go back and pick it up. Adhyasyanti, that means they superimpose. The question is, who is the they? Who is the they? Okay? Because there's no subject in the sentence. Adhyasyanti, they superimpose. Because of aviveka, avivekena, there's instrumental singular, by means of, due to, because of, right? Instrumental. Because of, well, so I would just say, they superimpose, because of aviveka, the body, deha, indriya, gunan, the qualities of the body and the sense organs and organs of action, and actions themselves, karmas, on the satchitatma, which is pure, amle satchitatmani. So adhyasyanti, they, means fools, or people who are subject to the ajnana, subject to the aviveka. Because if you look, there's no subject in the sentence, so it goes with the verb. Adhyasyanti, they superimpose, avivekena, because of aviveka, what do they superimpose? The deha, indriya, gunas, the gunas of the qualities of the deha and the indriyas, and karmas, amale, on the pure, satchitatmani, atmani, on the self, the satchitatma, which is pure. Do you see that?
Could you do that one more time?
Second line, adhyasyanti, they superimpose, avivekena, because of aviveka, top line, deha indriya gunan, the accusative plural, the qualities of the body and the indriyas, karmani, cha is understood, and karmas, amale, locative singular, on the pure, satchitatmani, locative singular, on the pure atma, which is satchit. Often you just say satchitatma. Satchitatma, the Atma, understanding of the Atma, which is consciousness and existence. Okay.
As the blueness is imposed upon space.
Yeah. Then we go to the last quarter of the second line. Gagane, locative singular, on space, nilata, blueness, adi, vat. Like blueness, etc., is like they superimpose due to aviveka, blueness on space.
This is the
theme
of the crystal.
Yeah. That's it, folks. Just these two verses. We're going to go on to the grammar. All right, let's start the Sanskrit grammar class. Could you pull out this sheet, if you would have gotten it off the table there, that says sutratyas, cases, eight and number? Then I also want you to have this one that has the comparative sheet, right? And then I would like you to have the masculine and feminine ra-ending nouns. Okay? We're going to look at the masculine first. The masculine and feminine. The masculine is neta, netra, and bratra. Okay? And the feminine is mata, matra, mother.
Sorry, mata and...
And neta. Everybody have it? I'll give you a minute to get that. Masculine and feminine, r, and then the su.
Okay.
What does it say on
this? We want this.
Yeah.
And we want
masculine,
feminine,
and
mm-hmm.
What else?
Okay.
Nitha and Martha.
Oh, okay.
Nitha and Martha.
Just Nitha and Martha?
That's all I want you to do. That's all we're going to do today.
Nitha Martha. What's Martha?
Mata.
Mata.
Mother.
But where's mother?
You should have brought it off the table.
I have mother.
Okay.
And mother and Nitha and father. Masculine.
Yeah. First thing, could everybody pull out the cases that says eight and number?
Yes.
Let's look at these cases. I'm going to remind you now, look at the nominative, that whenever you see a s, an is, that in usage, that's visarga.
Right.
Okay, but when you learn, when you memorize these vibhaktis in this form, when you're just memorizing the pure endings by themselves, you'll usually memorize it with the is. So in other words, you would say, memorizing the nominative, is au us. You see what I'm, even though in usage, it will be visarga, au, and aha. Okay? But when we're just memorizing the pure pratyayas, supratyayas, when we're just memorizing this, this is how we're going to memorize it. And now, I haven't really introduced these until, you know, a couple of weeks ago. I gave you it in this form. Because now, this form is going to be not confusing and much more... It'll be useful and pull things together for you. Okay, why otherwise it is confusing is because there have been a lot of exceptions to it or different additions that make the endings not look like this. Okay, but now it's time for us to understand that these are the stock endings that will usually, as like in Rama and Hari and other nouns, will go through some modifications when they're added. But these are the endings that are being modified or added. Is everybody with me on that? And so now I want these stock endings to be recognized. So let's just take a look at them, okay? And I'm going to have you have this by your side now when we go through some of the endings. But let's go through them. Is, ow, us. Repeat. Is, ow, us. Ow, us.
Ow, us.
Ah, bhyam, bhis.
Ah, bhyam, bhis.
A, bhyam, bhis.
A, bhyam, bhis.
Us, bhyam, bhis.
Us, bhyam, bhis.
Us, os, om.
Us, os, om.
E, os, su.
E, os, su.
Is, ow, us.
Is, ow, us.
Now, a couple of things.
Sorry.
Well, that is the neatest thing. Okay. A couple of things I want to show. Let's look at the nominative case. This, which would be a visarga, you have so many examples of it, like Ramaha, Harihi, Guruhu, you know, especially in the masculine nouns, that visarga is everywhere. The ow you see in many places, not everywhere. Harau, Ramau, Gurau, okay? Or Guruvau, I guess. Harayau and Guruvau. That's not right. I did it wrong. Anyway, in Ramau, Netarau, we're going to be seeing ow. Ow is often replaced by an e or an oo or something else. Now, this is one. Look at the us. The us, do you notice that it's the same in the nominative and accusative? The us?
Uh-huh.
Now, look at, the nominative and accusative plural us is the same. Now, look at down here in the ablative and genitive singular. Us is the same. And when we start learning consonant nouns, these four forms, in some instances, will be exactly the same. Often some sort of sandhi or addition will change the way they look. But sometimes they'll be the same, and so you're going to have to recognize that by context.
You have to recognize whether it's ablative or genitive, for instance, by the context, or whether it, or whether it's actually an accusative plural. The interesting thing is, even though they're going to be the same form, the context almost invariably makes it a mute point. The context usually solves this problem for you so immediately that you don't even think about it. But for now, I want you to see where there's duplication. Look at the dvitiya. Au, us. Okay, the you're used to like ramam, but harim, gurum. So in that case, this is going to change to an e or but you're going to be very, so very common is that that m ending. Okay? Now, instrumental. Abhyam vis. This ah, you're going to start seeing more and more. You'll see through the sundis, and that's one thing we're working on with this comparative sheet. Notice the bhyams, the three bhyams going down. Right? That's all the way through. You should know this now. That it, that a bhyam is instrumental dative or ablative plural. Bis all the way through, except for rama. Right? Except for the masculine and neuter, rama and pala, which is ramaihi, palaihi. Otherwise, bis is the instrumental plural ending. That should be understood. Look at the two bhyasas all the way through. We reviewed this yesterday and last week, 2 weeks ago, but I'm going through it again. So these bhyasas all the way through. Look at the instrumental dative, ablative, and genitive singular going down. Ah, a, us, us. The ah and a is going to be more easily recognizable than the two us's. And you'll see because the sundi, there's a lot of variance in the sundi here, as we'll see. Look at the genitive line. Us, os, like ramayoho, haryoho, gurvoho, that oho ending is very common. Om, ramanam, harinam, gurunam, sitanam. So that the that om often will take a nasal in front of it. But the actual ending is om. And you'll see when we're doing consonant ending nouns, you're not going to see nam. You're not going to see a na added there. You're going to just see om added. Okay, so. Yeah. But you'll recognize it if you get used to this long ah, om. So. Now look at the locative. E, os, su. Su you're so used to seeing as su or shu. Right, the sa and sha are interchangeable. So you say su or shu. You're used to the os. It's the same as the genitive. And e now, if you're going to keep this by your side, I'm going to show, be pointing out this e in a variety of different constructions. Okay, because there before the e, there will be sometimes different changes that take place.
Also,
e will rama plus e is rame. Right. But there are some times when the E will be substituted by something else. Okay. So these are your basic endings. These basic endings go through changes. Okay?
Basic endings, which are different than the terminators, because the terminators, you get...
Terminators? These are what they call...
These are different, because these are the terminators, right? These, you get the augment and the termination in order to form the vibhakti, and then you stick an ending onto it.
These endings are called the pratyas. They're the final endings that go on. Okay. I'm not quite sure what you mean by the word terminator.
Well,
terminations.
Terminations.
Oh, the terminations, yeah. Are the pratyas. These are the terminations. These are the terminations. And what I did, look, before I...
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I want you to hold up the comparative sheet and have in one hand the case affixes that we just went over. I did the instrumental 2 weeks ago. I'm going to run through it quickly, okay? Look at the these are singulars that we're dealing with. The ending is ah. And you see above how it says the ending is ah? If you look at your case, at your comparative sheet, It has That's the instrumental. And if you look at your case affixes, if you see the instrumental singular is ah, that's the basic ending. Let's just go through this quickly, then we'll take more time with the dative, okay? Just so you get the hang of it. Rama and Pulla are the first two words. That's an ending, masculine ending, Rama, and masculine ending, and neuter ending, Pulla. The ending nouns have tons of exceptions, okay? So ending is replaced by ina, then Rama plus ina, Ramena. You have to memorize it. This is not going to help you. What you need to know is that Rama and Pulla stand alone with all kinds of differences. So you just memorize instrumental singular, Ramena, Palena, for the ending masculine and neuter. Now, Hari. Hari and Guru. Do you see those two? Hari and Guru. Hari and Guru are declined exactly the same way. They happen to take a na augment before the ah. So Hari plus ah becomes Hari na, takes that na augment before the ah. Guru plus ah, Guru na, takes the na augment. Okay? But you see the ah there with the na, okay? Now, these two we're going to learn today, but just take a look at them. Netra and Pitra. The substantive is Netra. Ra. Ra plus A is the Sandhi. Ra. Ra plus A is Ra. Right?
There's no augment.
It's just straight on. That's why these Ra endings are going to be easy to learn. Netra plus A, Netra. Pitra plus A, Pitra. Sandhi rule. So forget, don't worry about that. I'm just going to go over that in depth. But now, look at this. Look at the next three. Vadi, Madhu, and Kartra. All these three are neuter nouns. They're declined in exactly the same way. Before any vowel ending, they take the augment na. Before a vowel ending, a vowel pratyaya, vowel termination, they take the augment na. So vadi plus a, it's a vowel, vari na. It takes the lingual because of the ra. So you're going to either have a na or na. Okay? So vari na, madhu na, kartra na. Exactly the same. A augment, a termination. Because they're the neuter, I, u, and ura, they take a na. Vari na, madhu na, kartra na. Okay?
And all masculines and neuters, not counting the ending, will take a male augment?
Only,
Who gets the augment?
The E and U ending masculine.
And neuter.
And the E and ending, wait a minute. For the masculine, the E and U endings, masculines, will get their na augment. And in the neuter, the E, U, and R, take a na augment before any of these terminations that begin with a vowel. Right? That's what you have to remember. The neuters, I, U, and R, any termination that begins with a vowel, it'll take that na augment. Okay? Whereas for the masculine, it's just the E and U take a na augment. Let's look at these three feminines. Shala. Shala becomes shale before the augment a, so you get shalaya. Okay, shalaya. Dasi takes the a, dasya, no augment. Shala becomes shale. A plus a is aya, shalaya. Dasi plus a, sandhi. Dasya. Vadu plus a, vadva, just sandhi, right? So, shalaya, dasya, vadva, matra. Matra plus a, matra.
So, for all of them, there is no augment?
I have in my notes. That's from Dadavan. Dadavan, there's an augment, not in the instrumental. In the instrumental, shala, this is for the feminines. In the instrumental, Shala becomes Shale plus A. Dasi becomes plus A is Dasya, Sandhi. Vadu plus A, Vadva. Matra plus A, Matra. Now when we go to dative, ablative, genitive, and locative, there's an augment.
Yeah,
okay. You should have written... No, not instrumental. All right? Okay, let's look at dative. Rama and Pola. The dative ending, if you look above, is A. Rama and Pola don't follow the rules. You have to memorize it. Ramaya, Palaya. It has nothing to do with A. There's no type of modification. It's just total replacement memorization. Ramaya, Palaya. But now, Hari. Hari takes guna before the A. So Hari becomes Hare, plus A is Hariye, where the A becomes Ai plus A, so Hariye. Guru is exactly the same. Guru takes guna, becomes Guru. Guru plus A is Gurave. So if you know Hari and Guru, they're done exactly the same. There's no difference at all. If one takes guna, the other takes guna. The ending will be the same. So if Hari becomes Hare, Guru will become Guru. Hare plus A is Hariye. Guru plus A is Gurave. Semi-vowel equivalent. Semi-vowel equivalent of A is Ari. Semi-vowel equivalent of O is Of. So Hariye, Gurave. At least you see the A there. Now look at Netra and Pitra, masculine R. Masculine R. Netra plus A, Netre. R plus A, Re. Pitra plus A, Pitre. Just plain Sandhi. We're going to do Netra and Pitra now, but still I'm going to do a couple of these. Do the next three. Varine, Madune, Karitrane. Neuter nouns in E, U, and R take a na augment before the termination. Here the termination is A, so it will take a na augment, so varine, madune, kartrane. Alright? E, U, R, neuter nouns take a na augment before the vowel termination. So vari plus A would be varine. Madhu plus A would be madhune. Kartra plus A, kartrane. Na augment. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, here, the augment, now here's where we're going to look at the augments for the feminine. For the feminine a ending from dative through locative, the feminine a and augment is ya. Okay? So, the ending is a. So, shala plus the augment ya, shala ya, plus a, ya plus a is I. Shala yai.
Yeah.
Right? For dasi, for E and U endings, the augment is A. So, dasi plus A is dasya, plus A is dasyai. Right? Dasi plus A, dasya, plus A, dasyai. Vadu plus A, vadva, plus A, vadvai. Matra, no augment. Matra plus A, Matre. Everyone see? Let's do the ablative. Again, ending Rama and Pala, unique memorization. The ending is us. Ramat has nothing to do with that ending, it's replacement. Ramat, Palat. Okay? The masculine and neuter are the same from the instrumental down. So, Ramat, Palat. Now, Hari and Guru. Masculine E and U. Exactly the same. The ending is us. Hari becomes Hare. The A will drop and you get Hare He. Guru becomes Guru. The A of the S drops because of Sandhi. Guru Ho. Put this on the board for you a couple of weeks ago. Hare He. Do you see? What I want you to see is that Hare He and Guru Ho are exactly the same. Hari take, he takes guna becomes Hare plus us, Hare He. Guru takes guna becomes Guru. Guru plus us, Guru Ho.
Now I have question marks for the next two.
You should. Okay. I have question marks. I'm going to go over those today. Where the us replaces the ra and you get ne tuhu and pituhu. A replacement needs to be memorized. So just keep your question marks there. Let's look at the next three. Neuters. Varinaha, madunaha, kartranaha. All the same, right? Because of the na augment. Neuter nouns take a na augment before a termination. So varinaha, madunaha, kartranaha. Ablative again. Shala yaha. Shala plus augment ya plus us, shala yaha. Dasi and vadu take the augment a, feminines. Dasi, a, dasya, us, dasyaha. Vadu plus a, vadva plus us, vadvaha. Matuhu. Exactly another question mark like netuhu, pituhu, matuhu. Okay? All right, we'll stop here. Pull up for now. Pull out your masculine r ending. Anybody have it? Masculine, or it should say natal, leader. And then next to it says bratra, brother. Everyone see that? Natal, leader, and bratra, brother. This is the thing. For the most part, ra-ending nouns are agent nouns. Built off the verb. Like if you said kartra, doer, gantra, goer, netra, leader. Right? So that ER, it's an ER affix. It takes the verb and makes it into an agent. If somebody leads, he's a leader. Somebody goes, he's a goer. Somebody does, he's a doer. Somebody sees, he's a seer. Somebody hears, he's a hearer. So the agent noun means this ER affix. Do you get that, Peter? No. Hearer, seer, doer, agent. Okay. Now, there are another group of nouns that are relation nouns in the masculine, like brother, brother, father, uncle. Right, relation nouns.
Familial relation.
Familial, yeah. Familial relation nouns. Brother, father, uncle, family. Yeah, father-in-law in the masculine. Everybody with me on that? Those are also r endings. There's just a slight difference in the declension for the first five inflections. The word inflection, each one of these can be called an inflection. So the first five inflections would be the nominative, singular, dual, plural, and the accusative, singular and dual. So if you hear somebody say the first five inflections, it's going to be the nominative, these three, singular, dual, plural, and then the next two of the accusative, singular and dual. So in these agent and relation ra-ending nouns, there is a difference between agent and relation in the first five inflections in the masculine. So let's take a look at them. Hold your generic endings in one hand. In the nominative singular, that generic ending is replaced by these cases where it says eight and number. Only in the nominative singular, there's invisible that is drops. Right? And the ra is replaced by ah. It's actually Neta becomes Netara with an is, and the utter and the is drop. There's Padani Sutras for that. So you have to memorize, and we're looking at Neta now, that Netra in the nominative singular becomes Neta. Memorization. Okay? But now look. In the dual, what happens is in the dual, plural, and then the accusative singular and dual, R takes vriddhi and becomes R before the ending. Mm-hmm. Okay? Do you see the vriddhi? R is R. What's the vriddhi of R? R. The vriddhi of R is R. So, netra becomes netar in the first five inflections. Okay? I can show you this. If for agent noun and agent nouns in the first five inflections, the R becomes vriddhi, R. So what we would actually get here is netar plus is in the nominative singular. And there's a sandhi rule that will drop both of these, particular rule. And you get neta, right? So netra becomes netar, adds the is, and then the r and is drop by rule. And so you can't, that's not really recognizable until you know Panini, right? So you just learn it as netar. But what I'm showing you is, in the first five inflections, what actually happens is neta becomes netar, and then the is added, and then these two are dropped off, and you get neta. In the rest of them, you get netar plus au, netar au. Do you see it's standard. Au is the ending. Netar plus us. Netaraha. Au us. Okay? Then, netar. Plus netaram. Everybody see the standard endings? Then netara. All right, for everybody? So neta, netara, netaraha, netaram. Now I want to show you something else. These are agent nouns. Agent nouns. In agent nouns, the r takes vriddhi and becomes r. In relation nouns, the r takes guna. So this is vriddhi. This is guna. Guna. And becomes r. Okay? The only thing is, in the nominative singular, pita is still going to lengthen the on. There what we would have is pitra becomes pitar, plus the is, the ir and the is are dropped, and the ending vowel is short, becomes long. So what you're going to see there for a relation noun, I'm using bratra, sorry. Brata. So here in the nominative, neta and brata are the same. Grab the bottom of the page to see this. But now, if bratra takes guna instead of vriddhi, what's the guna of r?
Ar.
The guna of r is ar. So this would be bratarao. Netarao, bratarao. Same out. The pit utter is the guna of r, and utter is the vriddhi. So netara but bratara. What would the us ending be for bratara? Brata. Bratra becomes bratar, becomes brataraha. Arjun, we've only got 5 minutes left. You're doing really well.
Pratal, Vrataral, Vrataraha. Vrataram. Netaram, that's Vrataram. Guna, Vrataram. Okay? Relation nouns, agent nouns.
And so they come up a lot, right? They're going to be important.
Well, we just need to remember agent nouns go to gritty relation.
For the first five inflections. And the nominative is going to be just long ah. Okay? Okay, so now what I want you to do is you, from the accusative down, accusative plural down, both will be exactly the same. It's only in these first five inflections. So, again, looking at, keeping in mind your generic endings, look at the accusative plural, okay? Natrin. Now, the ending is us, but that accusative plural ending is going to have many exceptions. So let me just listen to this for a minute. Listen to this. Accusative plural. Raman. Palan. No, Palani, sorry. Raman. Harin. Gurun. Natrin. That us ending in all of these instances are replaced by a long vowel, hari, harin, guru, gurun, rama, raman. Right? So in the masculines, that on affect is common. So now you have raman, harin, gurun, netrin, dratrin. Exactly the same. So this us in the masculine is going to be replaced by an in preceded by whatever the vowel is lengthened. Everybody hear that? Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, Ramam, Ramau, Raman. Right? Bratrin, Harin, Gurun. Okay? But now, these are easy. Look at the instrumental. The affix is ah. The generic affix is ah. Netra plus a. Netra. R plus a. Netra. Netra bhyam. Netra bhi. You're just adding the affixes. Everybody see it? Instrumental? Netra. Netra plus a. Netra. Netra bhyam. Adding bhyam. Netra bhi. Adding bhi. Look at the data. The ending is a. Netra plus a. R plus A is re. Netre. Netre bhyam, netre bhyah. Everyone see? Any questions on that? Look at the ablative. In the ablative, the whole ending, which is us, and this again is a simple memorization. If I have netra plus us, what happens is this whole thing is replaced by us. Memorize. Netuhu. Bratra plus us. Whole thing replaced by us. Bratuhu. Even in the feminine. Matri plus us. This is the genitive and the ablative and genitive singular. Whole thing goes replaced by us. Matuhu. It's the only place where that happens is in these endings. So you get used to it because endings are pretty common. So take a look at this. So see, netra plus us becomes netuhu, where the r and the us are replaced by us. Netuhu, then bhyam and bhyaha. Netuhu, netra bhyam, netra bhyaha. Okay? Genitive. Ne to who? Because the ablative and genitive are the same. Both have the us termination there, and they're both dealt with in the same way. So ne to who? Then the os ending. Ne tre plus os. Re plus O. Which re plus O? Ro. Ne troho. Sunday. Re plus O. Ne troho. Then, the generic ending for the genitive is om, but so often this na is affixed with the vowel lengthened. Ne tronom. Okay, so listen for a minute here. Ramanam, right? Ramanam, Polanam, Harinam, Gurunam, Netrinam. They're all dealt with in the same way. The vowel is lengthened to R, and na augment, and so you get Netrinam, Bratrinam, Harinam, Gurunam, Shalanam, Dasinam. Okay? Even though the affix is om, in all cases, they're going to elongate the preceding vowel and add that na, so you get used to that sound, right? Everybody okay with that? Netrinam, Bratrinam. Look at the locatus. We'll just finish this up. It'll only take a second. Locatus, the ending, generic ending is e. Netra takes guna before the e.
Netra takes guna netar plus e netari. Bratra takes guna Bratar plus E. Bratari. Even in the feminine that we haven't really done, the feminine is just like the masculine. Takes guna. Matar plus E. Matari. Just in case some of you didn't see if I have the netra plus os. The dual ending. Genitive and locative dual. Re plus os. Semivowel equivalent. Semivowel equivalent of re is what? Ora. My vowel equivalent of R goes to R. So you've got two vowels coming together, netra plus os, R plus O, netroho. R plus O, right? So netre, netroho, netra, netra plus su, netra shu. Because of the R, the su becomes shu. Okay? In the vocative, netar, netarau, netara, how do you have to memorize the netara? Where netra takes guna and becomes netara. Bratra would become bratra, bratara. Okay? We're going to. I want you to study these, try to make these relations for yourself, and then next week we're going to spend more time on it. I'm going to try to do a little bit more work on this comparative pitch, you know, so that you can start understanding these rules. So we'll spend another week on it, but I want you to really study the vibhaktis. So. So you can start making sense out of it. Okay, let's stop here. Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.